That was Young Boy by Sunny off his album Learning to Swim. Before that was Better to Leave It off his album Otito. How are you guys liking the positive music? Am I bringing the positive vibes? Am I bringing some warmth to this February day? I hope so. It's been nice to have a bit of sun. Even if the, you know, UV is 0 or 1 and our vitamin D production from being out in the sun is minimal, it still feels good to have the warmth on your skin, your eyes absorbing some sunlight that isn't, you know, light coming from a screen. How are you guys listening to the radio right now? Yeah, are you guys driving? Are you sitting at home enjoying this music? Are you listening from the website? Are you listening from the app? Whatever way you're listening, thank you for listening. This is CGSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain on the unceded lands of the Coast Salish peoples. My name is Liz. Thank you for listening. I've got a few more songs for us, and I'm so glad that you're here with me. I've been chatting about my life. I've been chatting about some music. I've been chatting about what's going on. I've been asking you guys, you know, have you also been feeling some community recently? Have you guys been feeling lonely? If you've been feeling lonely, come down to the station. We're on Burnaby Mountain campus of SFU, and we've got all sorts of friends waiting to be friends with you. You should come. And even if you just listen, you know, we're all friends, and we're all friends talking to each other over the airwaves. I think I've made some of my favorite professional connections ever through the radio, and I really hope that I stay friends with the people here. University is a hard place to make friends if you don't seek them out in social clubs and stuff like that. But a lot of the time people just don't make friends in classes. And I've been living in Vancouver for more than 20 years, and it's a hard city to make friends in too. I've been trying to take advantage of the fact that I don't know if I'm ever going to be surrounded by tens of thousands of people again in my life that I could potentially meet in clubs and make friends with, and they're my peers, and possibly if we have common ground, they'd be open to making friends too. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity to obviously I'm thankful for the opportunity to pursue a higher education, but also more so I'm happy for the opportunity to make new friends. Social life is one of those things that it's hard for me sometimes to justify pursuing social activities when I know that I've got stuff that I need to be productive about. I've got assignments waiting, and then when I've got work, you know, I've got full-time work, or I'm working overtime, you know, and I'm tired, and I don't have time. I need to, you know, build my resume. I need to make money so I can afford X, Y, Z. I need to finish my assignments so I can get an A in the class. I need an A in my social life, man. I've got a few months now of trying to really pour my heart and soul into making friends in an intentional way, rather than casually wishing and praying that, hey, I'll make friends if I just make eye contact with people and smile at them and hopefully they'll come over, or, you know, not joining social clubs, not talking to people in my classes, doing the bare minimum to socialize, or even, you know, reaching out to people I've already made friends with, already made connections with. Guys, when was the last time you reached out to a friend that isn't someone that you speak to regularly? You know, when was the last time your friend that you saw 2 years ago and you haven't spoken to them since? You know, when was the last time a friendship like that kind of fell to the wayside? Do you still want to talk to them? Do you think about them sometimes? Does it ever cross your mind like, oh, I wonder how they're doing? You should reach out. It feels good. I've been doing it for a few months now. Reaching out, just giving them a message and saying, hey, I've been super busy, but I hope you're well. Just, you know, and I'm kind of cheesy with it, to be honest, but like it's part of my personal growth journey right now. You know, it's hella cheesy, but I talk to them and I give them a message. I shoot them a message. I tell them, it's been a while since we talked. Just wanted to reach out and tell you, you know, I miss you. Been thinking about you. Super busy right now though. But whenever I get a chance, I'd love to catch up with you sometime. And a lot of the time they respond with like, dude, I've been busy too. And like, I miss you too. And oh my God, it's been so long since we talked. Maybe they're just saying that, you know, maybe they're just being nice so that I don't embarrass myself by reaching out of the blue. But also, why not just, you know, give them the benefit of the doubt, give humanity, give society, your friendship, you know, the heart to hearts that you've established, the benefit of the doubt that if you reach out, maybe they'll appreciate it. And maybe they'll want to reach back out too. You should do that. That's homework. for the end of this week, guys, listener, dearest listener, thank you for tuning into 90.1 CGSF. You should reach out to a friend that you haven't spoken to in a while. And you should get them to listen to the station as well. Maybe you guys can have a listening party. You guys hang out in someone's car, tune the radio station to 90.1 FM, and you guys can listen and rate the songs that we play, you know? Visit our website, cgsf.ca, and check out our programming schedule. Scroll through it. See what we've got. Oh, my God. They've got a metal show Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. Holy moly, I love metal. I'm going to tune into that. Or there's, like, jazz show, multiple jazz shows, by the way. Just scroll through the programming schedule and see, like, you know, invite your friend and be like, oh, dude, they've got, like, this genre. They've got a one-hour show once a week. It's like, you know when you tune in, like, when, back in the day of television, you'd say, I want to tune into the Sunday morning cartoons. Yeah, tune in. We've got shows ready for you, scheduled every week, and you invite some friends. Ask them, reach out to a friend, say, hey, we haven't spoken in a while, let's hang out, you know? Let's go get an ice cap from Tim's, hang out in my car, listen to 90.1 FM. There's an hour-long segment about this genre that we both like. We can write the songs that they play. That's what I love about radio. It's bringing people together. Look at this. Brainstorming new ways to bring people together. Message your friends. I've got some more songs for us. I've got three songs coming up. There's some nice instrumentals. There's some nice positive funky music that I'm about to play for you guys, and I hope you love it. It's Change It Up by Sour Dope. A local to Vancouver. Vancouver made, Canadian made, female made song. I'm excited about it. And then after that, we've got Age of Ascent by Coco Roco. Also an instrumental, female made. I'm going for some instrumental, a little bit funky, a little bit jazzy, you know. And then after that, I've got Shadow Boxer by MK Mono. I did play a song by MK Mono earlier, and I'm going to play another because I like them, and I hope you like them too. Please enjoy, and please come back. Please stay tuned. Thanks. Love you guys.
is Bird Note. Today, winter still holds sway over much of North America. Trees are bare. Spring wildflowers and the songs of most birds are still months away. But well south of the equator, in Argentina, it's summer and birds are in full voice. Argentina's national bird, the Rufus hornero, belts out a rapid trill. It's a rusty brown bird, the size of a towhee. From the woods nearby, a lovely song breaks forth. It's a rufous-bellied thrush, a near look-alike of our robin. In northeastern Argentina, a strange sound echoes through the mountain forest. It's a male red-ruffed fruit crow booming out its display calls. Although black and crow-sized, with a gleaming red chest, the fruit crow is no kin to our crows, but a cousin of South American bellbirds. Finally, the cheerful, bubbly notes of an ultramarine grosbeak are a reminder that our spring and the arrival of birds like the rose-breasted grosbeak isn't too far off. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
I love birds. That's one of my favorite set of PSAs that the radio has. We have, oh gosh, how many do we have? We have more than 2 dozen, easily. Bird Note PSAs, talking about all sorts of birds that we've got in the world. It makes me happy to hear birds. In this February, we want some sun. Right, which we've been getting a little bit of lately. We want some nice animals coming out of their hibernation. We want some buds growing on the tips of twigs of trees. And most importantly, we want to feel like we're warm and cozy, right? We want to feel like the summer's coming and the winter's coming to an end. Winter's always hard. But we're going to make it through, and we're going to make it through with some good food, and we're going to make it through with some good music, and we're going to make it through with some good friends. So thank you, friends, for joining me here at 90.1 FM CGSF, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain on the unceded territory of the Coast Salish people. It's been a pleasure to have you. My name is Liz. Thanks for listening to my music. Like I said, this was my first episode. You have no idea how many mistakes I've made recording this, but I hope it sounded okay. And I hope I get to talk to you guys soon. Thank you, friends. And yeah, have a good evening.